Red Film Radio, Far East Film Festival, Udine, Italy.
Red Film Radio, I'm Laura Della Corte. We are here today with Kim Ji-young, for the director to The Other Child here at Far East Film Festival. How are you today?
기분이 뭐, 네, 뭐 지금 영화제 일단 초청돼서 매우 좋습니다. 네.
So I'm really happy that I was able to be invited to this film festival, and I'm enjoying myself.
Thank you. So the first question about The Other Child is, I noticed that the horror and the drama element each feed into and complement each other. So how it was for you to create such balance in order also to let us see how loss is experienced by the characters in the movie?
이 공포하고 뭐 드라마하고 어떻게 균형을 사실 막
So it wasn't really a deliberate thing to think about the horror and the drama in separate categories, but while developing the story, she focused very much on the characters and their individual psychology, and in doing that, you know, it helped the story to develop in a way that the horror and the drama kind of complemented each other, but it wasn't really a conscious choice to think of them in those categories.
Well, for everything related to religion inside the movie, where do you take the inspiration? I heard you have interviewed a priest, so how it was for you to find this guy and how you have talked with him?
And first of all, in doing the film, she did a lot of research, and so reading a lot about different religion, and then after doing the screenplay, then also there was a priest who kind of read and checked the screenplay or gave some advice.
네, 그거는 이제 제가 인터뷰를 직접 한 건 아니고.
Yeah, and then also, she mentioned in the other interview was something that she had not done the interview directly herself, but she had come across an interview with an exorcist, like a Catholic exorcist priest in Korea, who believed that, who actually didn't believe that there was a devil existing within the patients that he was working with, but that within these people there was a really deep sadness and grief, and the exorcism in some ways kind of helped them to exorcise that grief. And so she found it interesting, that connection between the idea of grief and the devil. And so that's kind of a theme that is played out in the film.
And in the movie also, there is the forest and the lake are the places where actually most of the crucial scenes happened. So does they have a metaphorical meaning for you? Is something that you want to emphasize in some way?
그 이제 저수지 호수라기보다 저수지인데 저수지라는 공간이
So in the film, the lake, it's a reservoir actually. She did a lot of searching for a place that in particular would be somewhat kind of isolated and cut off, in keeping with the theme with, you know, the town where they live and other aspects of their lives are kind of are cut off and isolated. Ideally, she was hoping to find a, you know, a lake or reservoir where kind of like the mountain surrounded it and blocked it off. And so it wasn't possible to find one exactly like that. But the other quality that she was looking for is something that is very still, and that there was something that added to the horror of the film, just this very kind of still running.
So actually this is your first movie and big one, so how it is for you working in the Korean film industry? And what do you think about the thing that the Korean wave, the Hallyu, is taking places, you know, all over the world? Do you think that this helps to know better your culture and, you know, to emphasize the fact that cinema can be a medium to, you know, different cultures?
제가 어쨌든 이게 뭐 한국 영화 산업 안에서 이 데뷔하는
I mean, so first part, making her debut as a director, I mean, filmmaking is something she was interested in for a long time, and I mean, it's difficult in Korea to make your debut, and there were different challenges that came along. But when it came to actually shooting the film, and then this opportunity opened up, the key thing that was on her mind was not so much, you know, will this be successful at the box office or to really think about it as a debut film so much as, you know, with given this opportunity, I need to be able to finish it properly and to complete kind of this film.
사실 이제 그게 뭐 이렇게 놀랍게 바라보고 있긴 한데
So, I mean, it's a situation where I mean, people in Korea are aware that the Korean contents are being really popular throughout the world, but I mean, to a certain extent, first of all, being within the industry when people are making films, it's really rare for people to really be thinking very much about kind of the international audience, that the primary focus is on the local audience. And so in that sense, you know, you read about how successful Korean films are doing around the world and Korean contents, but there's kind of a bit of a distance, in a sense, for someone who's actually working in the industry. You don't feel it in a direct way.
Thank you so much. You've been very kind. So we've been with Kim Jin-young, for the director to The Other Child. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.